made in heaven. We call somebody on the cell phone. Look who I met tonight. I've decided to start a line of Valentine's Day cards next year. You can tell I'm a total romantic at heart, can't you? Can't you see it? How many of you all like romantic love, but you have it in proper perspective, you think? In other words, you know that it's not romantic love that's real. That love is based on these very principles that I'm talking about, in case you wonder what I'm talking about. It's the relationship that's based on you are going to fulfill me and make me feel complete and happy, and I get my value from this relationship. Because of you now, I feel, all of a sudden I didn't feel that good about myself. Then I met you, and all of a sudden, so happy. Don't you understand that if that happens, that happiness isn't coming from you, that happiness is coming from what you believe in that relationship is going to bring you? Because if the happiness was coming from you, you would have been happy before you met them. You didn't make a miraculous change just because you saw somebody that you could get. That didn't change nothing about your emotional state, your behaviors, and your programmings. That just temporarily help you forget you got those problems.
Yeah.
And then when those problems begin to surface, we become disillusioned in the relationship and then break off the relationship on the grounds of disillusionment. Because you were supposed to hide the way I feel about myself. Not only did you not hide it, you helped me feel worse. I'm really through with you. Take a breath with me, please. Now, I just saw her, she just saw me. I'm insecure, and here's my opportunity to get my value. She's got some fears, and this is her opportunity to get her value. And guess what? Neither one will recognize that he has asked for hell. Mm-hmm. And so, y'all hear the said neither one will recognize that he's asked for hell, and so what? He will not interfere with the ego's illusion of heaven. In other words, I've really just formed a relationship to interfere with heaven. I really just formed a relationship to interfere with happiness. That's what heaven is. I think I just entered a relationship that was going to make me happy. Actually, I just entered into a relationship based on fear that's going to interfere with my happiness. Until you really know that love is about two whole beings joining together to share that love, until you know that, I'm personally of the theory that when you feel an attraction, you need to go the other way. If you look back at your record and you know that everybody you've been attracted to, you've gone through a lot of separation and pain with, and that's your history, and that's your, whether it's friendship or love relationship. The next time you feel an attraction, that really ought to let you know you're getting ready to run your game on you again. you should, like, you know, run. But I know you won't. I know you won't. I have no illusions about that neither. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because the very attraction is what's drawing us to them. And we have a tendency to trust that any attraction that we have must be somehow valid and good. But why? Just because I feel it. Mm-hmm. Just because I feel it. Mm-hmm. But if you choose not to, guess what? With the help of God, and it will take the help of God, you can have a happy relationship. I'll say it again. If you choose, you can have a happy relationship, and you can have a healed relationship in any relationship that you're in with the help of God. with the help of the truth. But you will not have one using the way that the world has taught you that relationships are to be done, which is we coming together to complete ourselves, to take from each other because we feel incomplete, and so now I'm going to get some completion through you. I'm not whole, you're going to make me whole. I'm not at peace, you're going to make me peace. And not only that, I'm full of grievances from the relationships that I had before the one that I'm forming with you. And guess what? You're going to make up for me. You're going to make up to me what I did not receive in the other relationships before you. So I'm looking at you in terms of the last person I was with in a relationship with. I'm going to make sure you don't do to me what that other person did. So therefore, I'm not having a relationship with you. I'm having a relationship with somebody who's not there. So I've never seen you. And that's the way it is when you hook up with a person who has a bunch of grievances toward the people they've been in relationships before. They never see you. They just see you in terms of the people that they dealt with before. And they treat you the way that they wish they had treated the person before you had they known better. Does that sound complex? No. That's too simple, isn't it? That's really like as straight as it can get. Why else would you immediately distrust me as a woman? Why would you immediately distrust me and all I said to you is, hello, how you doing? Why?
What do you want from me?
What do you want from me based on
rejection?
Your own past experiences with men. Now, a conscious man sees a woman with that much baggage. He says, have a nice day. I've done it a lot of times. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the person who would still insist on entering a relationship where they got to constantly get you past their blocks is also a person that's in that same learning process. So together you could help each other get beyond it if you both were to admit that you have a need to get beyond it and you're willing to work with each other to go toward the love together because you're both the same. Because the really conscious person is not going to enter into a special relationship with someone who's seeing them as if they're the people that they've been with before. Mm-hmm. Because they know that that's just going to be a lot of work. Mm-hmm. What they're looking for is the person who they see as being wide open, undefended, who is taking you at face value as this is a person I don't know that I just met. Mm-hmm. That's, you see what I'm saying? So if I go out, I know what I'm looking for. Someone just like me. How do I know when I've met them? Because they'll basically have the same approach to life as I do. Not necessarily the same belief system, not necessarily got to all be in the Course in Miracles, but this would definitely be somebody who feels complete and they just want to join with you to share their completeness. You don't have to be a Course student to be there. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to all get to that through all the different things that we're learning. So many people are going to get to the same place through different paths. That's why I don't care if everybody accepts my class or the Course in Miracles. I know my class is for everybody that comes. That's obvious. You know how many people who have come and how many people who are here now? You see what I mean? But when you realize that all illusions are fear and that all illusions can be nothing but fear, then the illusion of heaven is nothing more than an attractive form of fear in which the guilt is buried deep and rises in the form of love. That's one of those sentences that's a mouthful. Okay, I'll say it again. When you're experiencing the illusion of love, and a love that's not based on real love, but a love that's based on fear, he says, what you're really feeling that you're saying that you're so happy about is really just an attractive form of fear. What you don't know is you just started an attractive form of fear. And the Course says, and you feel guilty. Because if you're coming from an insecure, lonely place and you're not really feeling whole and complete, he says, well, you've already made yourself feel a little guilt because you feel like you're giving something to a person that you really don't value yourself. So the guilt is really buried deep in both of you. And he says, and then the guilt rises in the form of love. So many times what people think of as love at first sight is guilt at first sight.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times what you would call love at first sight, if you pay close attention to it, It's the same feeling that you get when a dog's chasing you down the street.